good day, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Uncensored. And this is a story from the KwaZulu-Natal North Coast, and we're going to take it from the beginning. Now, for years, there was one place the boats went in here on the North Coast, Tinley Manor, the ski boat club, the charter operators, the area's commercial fishermen, the sharks board and sea rescue all launched from that same beach. Over time, it became a public launch site run by the municipality. Then the land changed hands. Club Med built a resort there, a multi-billion rand development, the first Club Med in South Africa. And the only road down to the launch site now ran straight through that new resort. While Club Med was building, the launch site was temporarily closed. Everyone was told the same thing. It's temporary, just until construction is finished. Construction finished, the Club Med was opened in July, and the resort opened to the public fanfare, but the access stage shut. The site is still officially public, and the public still can't get to it. So here's the standoff. The developer says the land is private and it won't provide access. Right now, that is on record. But the club says the public has a legal right of way to the sea. And the province's environmental department says the developer's position doesn't line up with its own approvals. And the municipality is now weighing whether to close Tinley Manor for good and move the launch site elsewhere. And this is where currently we stand. And there are a lot of moving heads at the moment. My guest is the club secretary and acting chairman, John van Rooyen. John, welcome to Uncensored. Okay, let's just take it from the start. Tinley is one of the official public launch sites on the North Coast. And the province license it, KwaZulu-Kodikuza Municipality manages this day to day. And that is just for the people who are coming in this fresh. Can you just briefly, for anyone hearing this for the first time, where is the Tinley Manor launch site and who depends on it? Let's just start from there.
All right, very good morning, and it's an honor to be here, and thanks for the opportunity to speak on behalf of, I think, maybe the greater Ballito and as boat operators in general. So historically, the site has been going for many, many years. I think in the late 70s, Mshlali Ski Boat Club was established, and one of the main reasons that it was established there is the safety aspect of launching there. Not only for maneuverability, but you had a very long area of water to run. Yes. There's one set of rocks on the right, and then there would be no rocks for a couple of 100 meters. And in terms of to give you some context with the boat launching, when you're dealing with big boats and surf launching, you need maneuverability. And that's why Tinley Manor Mshlali Ski Boat Club stood out as one of the safest, probably the safest launch sites in Kwadakuza.
Yeah, even the Sharks Board uses it, hey?
Yeah.
And the NSRI.
Very much so. Yeah. So, you know, when the bigger the boats, you are more restrictive to turn and stuff. And that's why it's very favoured by Sharks Board. Guys like Judah, who's, I think, Kos Vermashtian.
Yeah. Only commercial fishermen.
Yes.
In the coast.
I mean, they're very big boats. And then obviously charters that obviously drive a massive amount of tourism into the greater Ballito. So the heritage of the site is really driven around the safety aspect of that launch site. And that's one of the main reasons that people have obviously invested into the greater Ballito over a number of years because of what it has to offer from a safety aspect.
And it's also become part of the community. You know, the Ski Boat Club is synonymous with our area, North Coast. When the club, development started and they had to close it, obviously, because of, you know, the construction, we were told that it was a temporary closure. And then once the Club Med opened, that would obviously be incorporated. What has happened now? Where are you right now with this, you know, the site, and how has it impacted your club?
Look, I'm not just speaking on behalf of us as Mshlali Ski Boat Club. It's not just about us. I think it affects and impacts all boat operators. I mean, we got 75 boat members that haven't been able to launch their boats there for the last 2 years, obviously based on construction. And then with the other launch sites or surrounding launch sites, there's only a limited amount of space that they have to absorb other clubs.
Yeah, so where have you been launching now? Where have you...
80% of our members haven't launched their boats since construction started. A few guys have joined the alternate clubs like Westbrook and Salmon Bay. But I would say 80% of our members haven't launched their boats. And it's put us in a position which is,
it's been very challenging. That is where the conflict starts right now. Because right now the site, the access road sits inside the private resort. And what they are saying is that obviously because of factors that have influenced them, it's security and that they don't want to open it to the public. And do you think that's a fair comment, though? What have you met and have you come, you know, have you spoken about trying to find a middle ground where everybody can benefit from this? Because this is the only access road to the, you know, to the beach. Yeah. So without it, no one can use it. So what happens now?
Absolutely. So some time ago, we having obviously engaged with key stakeholders to find a amicable solution. Ultimately, we don't want to move from that launch site. Where they are certain of the stakeholders are proposing that we want is what's fair, and ultimately if the resort is not in a position or declining us access, then KDM should provide us alternative access.
Is there a possibility that you can get an alternative access without going through the Club Med resort?
Look, I mean, there are different opportunities but I feel it kind of fell on deaf ears when we proposed it because, when we presented this to KDM in April, where we sat with them around our table, and it was the first time we actually managed to engage with any stakeholders, we presented alternatives, and now we're in August, and we still don't have an answer. And you can understand there's a lot of frustrated people as operators that were led to believe that once construction is finished, that we could continue launching. I'm very much against privatization. I understand that, you know, when as a community we don't want to be driven by exclusivity. I think we are inclusive operators as ski boaters, and that's how we should run and drive this as a community from that perspective.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, for sea rescue emergencies, Tindley Manor has been considered the safest, most practical site, and even obviously with deep fishing and the tourism. So it's impacted a lot of people, a lot of industry as well. Is that something that they also pushing back on? Is it because, you know, possibly operators now can't also launch from there as well? Is there something more that, you know, that is driving this possibly?
Look, I think it impacts way more than just us as normal ski boaters from a club perspective. I think guys that are commercial boats that don't have permits to launch on every boat, like Koss, who owns the boat Judah, I mean, they add to the value chain and supply chain to all the fisheries. So it's impacted them. And, you know, he's got employees and he's very restricted to where he goes and launches the salt rock.
Yeah, and that's also not ideal because that's a bathing beach. So
it's very dangerous, absolutely. It's a dangerous safe beach. Yeah. And that's why the focus has always been to continue driving, this focus on launching back at Tindley Manor after construction.
So now KDM are possibly looking at Nonotti, and they also propose, I know that there's a whole plan out for the Zimbali coastal development. I mean, that looks like it's a decade away. That was another possibility. But right now, the practicality is this, you have, you know, obviously the other launch sites have to, you know, feed your traffic. But when I spoke to Kaz, because I had him on the show, he said that it's actually I think it's Salmon Bay, is just it can't handle the traffic, and it's you know, it's not actually geared up for big boats either.
Absolutely. I mean, if we just look at Kaz and his size of his boat, just with Judo, number one, he only gets permits for certain beaches.
Yeah.
I think Tindley Manor or Shark Bay is one of them. And then Salt Rock, as we spoke about. But that's a hazard. I mean, you've got bathers there. He's not happy. The bathers are not happy. It's just, it's not a great solution. And then obviously Blythedale, It's very soft sand for him to drive his boat all the way to the launch site. He spends most of his time to retrieve his boat back onto the trailer. So it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the end game. Where are you wanting, you know, to see this? How do you want this to see to get resolved? What is the plan right now as we are talking right now? Are you sitting around the table? Are there discussions now to try and find an amicable solution to it?
Look, currently KDM are the launch site operators,
yes,
and they ultimately make the final decision. We've been waiting for months for the decision to be made.
Yeah, and what is the delay on that side?
To be honest, we don't know.
Okay.
We gave them the proposals. Ultimately, our first prize is to stay where we are. If we can't gain access through the resort, then that KDM provides alternative access. That's all we're asking for. And to work inclusively with all stakeholders to make it a workable solution. It's not a difficult process. And that's all we're asking for. But it's been going on for months now, and we still don't have an answer.
Okay, so everything's still in limbo despite the resort's opening, and there's been time to bring all the parties around the table. And obviously we have to also remember this site is historically part of the community, has been around for like for decades.
Yeah.
So to now limit it or close the access is also something that I think the province would possibly look at, because there were, you know, when Kaz was explaining it, it's, you know, there shouldn't be restrictions on the public being allowed to access, the beach, which is public as well. So
100%.
Yeah. So let's see how this is unfolding. John, do you think there's a solution to this? Do you think the solution is, you know, a possible, roundtable conversation with all the parties involved?
Look, we have tried to engage with stakeholders. That kind of didn't go the way that we wanted to. That's why we literally in the situation months later after the Club Med development. And by no means, we all happy for the development and Club Med. I think it's great for our local economy. It's driving job opportunities, employment. This is nothing against them, just for the record.
Yes.
This is just a public launch site, safest launch site in Kwadakusa that is still a public launch site, but we don't have access to it. And it's impacting commercial boats, charter boats, club members, and everything that comes with it. And it is our safest launch site, and that's what it revolves around.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we've put these points across to Club Med and KDM. And obviously, we're going to wait for their response. But right now, there's been a stalemate, and we've been monitoring it. It's been in the media. So we're going to keep on monitoring it. And then we're going to see what the outcome is, because I think everybody wants to see a really favorable solution to this problem that almost has, you know, reached a stalemate. John, you're going to be back and update everybody on this.
100%. Like I say, we only want what's fair. We want to drive inclusivity into this community at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I don't see why, if we can't get access via the resort, then that our alternative access shouldn't be made. It's a workable solution. That's all we're asking for in totality.
Thank you for joining us, John. I think we're going to be following the story very closely and see what the outcome is going to be unfolding on the North Coast. Thanks, everyone, for joining us again on Uncensored, and tune in for another episode next week.
When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security. As the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring with over 4 million rand invested in AI technology, they protect over 50 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324 777. Your safety is their priority.